It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Today is Veterans Day.
Thank you for your service.
The Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines,
and the Coast Guard.
Thank you for your service.
Today is Veterans Day.
Thank you for your service.
A day to honor all military service members.
Honor military servicemen and women.
Service and sacrifice.
Risk their lives for that country.
Thank you for your service.
So let's say
a big thank you
to all the veterans.
Happy Veterans Day.
Showtime.
Thank you, vets, and your families, as always. We always want to mention that. We should thank them every single day, actually, but today's your day. Thanks for everything you've done.
Absolutely. Enjoy it. Enjoy the gratitude and the freebies.
Did you say we have some on the site?
We do, yeah. 850WFTL.com. We can't even say the name of our own website.
That's
you can go
right
there and check it out. Restaurants and different freebies out there. Some deals well-deserved for all the veterans today and your families on Veterans Day.
Very, very nice.
Yes.
Let me give you, jumping into the swamp for a quick second, let me give you an example of what we've been talking about here, how I think this is totally 80% media-driven, and the rest of the 20% is from Trump himself.
Right.
Here's a headline from the New York Post this morning, which normally leans kind of conservative, actually. Here's the headline.
True.
Trump voters are done with ex-president. He needs to disappear.
Oh, wow.
Okay, that's a bunch of crap.
That's a little, going a little too far. I don't think that's true.
Buy that whatsoever.
No.
And I think if we were to reverse engineer this whole thing, if we're talking and sitting here, and we will be 2 years from right now, still going to be Trump as the nominee, and he's still going to win. I'm completely convinced of that. Now,
I hope so.
Did he help himself out? No.
No, it's a bad look.
No one. And I mean, no. The strongest Trump supporters in the media. I even went to like Mark Levin last night to try to see what he said on this.
The great one.
Yes, I have no idea what he's doing. Nobody can understand why he's taking shots again and doubling down at DeSantis right now. Nobody gets it.
It comes off, and I hate to use this word, because they have been describing Trump as this for years. I think he's been described as unhinged more than anybody else in the history of the world at this point.
It makes him look unhinged.
But it does. I mean, that's when I read it last night, I got squeamish. I'm like, ugh, it sounded like the ramblings of a crazy man.
Right, exactly.
And then that's the unfortunate part. So I don't know, man. It doesn't come across good, I can tell you that.
It is what it is. But this is where it came from. So we know that, it was the Pennsylvania rally, actually. It wasn't in Florida.
It was, yeah.
And by the way, can we throw this out here? He said he's on record outside of his voting place here in Palm Beach County. He said, I voted for Ron DeSantis.
He did?
Of course he did. But this is where it comes down to just, it's politics. It is what it is. Now, he says last night from the Trump 45 letterhead, Ron DeSanctimonious, using that one again, which isn't the best nickname. He's playing games. Fake news asks him if he's going to run. If President Trump runs, he says, I'm only focused on the governor's race. Well, in terms of loyalty and class, that's really not the answer. It may have forced Trump into announcing on Tuesday night early.
See, and I think maybe that's why he's doing it so early, to get out in front of it.
Yeah.
Get out in front of DeSantis. Because, hey, look, if DeSantis does announce, it's not going to be anything in the near future. You're talking probably next summer. Like sometime, August, July of 2023, if he is going to run, and then he starts getting into the primaries, and then you get in there a few months beforehand of the Iowa caucus in February of 2024. So I don't think he's going to do this like in March.
No,
you know what I mean?
Exactly. So the question is, and I think it's the only relevant question this morning, is how does DeSantis respond? And I think this is how he's going to do it, and how he has so far. Absolutely nothing.
Don't say a word.
Don't say a word. They're going to ask him from here the rest of his life, they're going to ask DeSantis about Trump.
Yep.
But it doesn't matter. And in fact, I think he should double down and he should say, I think the president's done a great job. I thank him for everything, blah, blah, blah. I'd leave it. That'll drive Trump crazy.
Oh, it would. And there are some things in there that Trump said that were true, to be fair, that DeSantis was way down in the polls before he got Trump's endorsement.
Right.
It was a long message that Trump wrote with this whole thing.
It was like a two-pager.
Yeah, I mean, Adam Putnam was the leader. He was going to go up against Gilliam, and Gilliam might have been the governor.
Mm-hmm.
So in all fairness, DeSantis is governor because of Trump's endorsement. That pushed him over the edge. He wouldn't have been close without Trump's endorsement. So that's true.
And a lot of these people that have won congressional and Senate seats already from these midterms, they're because of Trump.
Right.
I mean, you want a perfect example? J.D. Vance in Ohio.
Yeah, that's true.
He doesn't exist without Trump.
No. I mean, so his words still, for sure, mean something. It meant something in 2016, and it definitely means something now. Meant something in 2018. So that part is true, but to come out and say, which was another part of the message, this is the part that to me came off like petty and just like, really? Come on, man. Where he says he's an average governor. He's not even that great. People just moved down to Florida because of the weather. It had nothing to do with his leadership during COVID.
I don't know about that.
Come on, Trump.
I don't know.
You know that's not true.
I don't know about that, Don.
No.
I don't know about that one.
So, but look, here's what this is. It's politics.
Of course it's politics. And of course this fight is coming anyway. And you know what? It needs to happen. It needs to. It's healthy. But the timing of it is just dumb.
His timing has been off.
No one understands it. Nobody does.
It's way too soon. It just, because it's so soon. Here's the thing. The attacks make sense during a debate on the stage.
Sure.
Right? Once they know that he's going up against the candidate, then you can start putting out those things. You can start playing politics. But DeSantis is there celebrating a victory and also dealing with another storm in his state.
Yeah, that's true, too. That's a good point.
And Trump is putting out this message against him while all that's going on. And it's like, whoa.
Here's what I don't believe. Headlines like from the New York Post, voters are done with him. Not as much as you think so.
That's the other extreme. I don't think that. Some are.
Yeah.
But no, not to the extreme that they want you to believe.
Let's see what happens. Again, Tuesday night's going to be the 9 p.m. They announce the time from Mar-a-Lago as he makes the announcement.
Yeah, it's going to happen Tuesday at 9.
For the big run. All right, in the meantime, here's fluff news. It has nothing to do with anything.
Good, we need it.
But this is the only thing. The only thing that's more controversial than the midterms that we've talked about all year. It's finalized. The three toys picked for this year's Toy Hall of Fame class.
Bill, I swear, if He-Man, Masters of the Universe toys are not in here, I'm going to lose it.
There was fighting. There was consternation. There was hand-wringing. First of all, listen to this guy. I guess this is the guy that's in charge of the whole thing. Listen to his announcement with the first one, the first winner.
Good morning, and welcome to the 2022 National Toy Hall of Fame Induction Ceremony.
Okay.
As songwriter Cole Porter might say, it's the top.
Oh.
The top.
So the top, like the spinning.
The thing.
Okay.
The thing.
The thing you spin.
Does that include a dreidel?
I think it should.
Subcategory. Technically, yes. It's a form of a top, I think.
The dreidel is in the Toy Hall of Fame. Because you got to remember, we did the nominees a few months ago.
We almost broke up the show.
I know.
It was massive fights.
I almost got into a huge fight with Jen because I wanted He-Man and she didn't.
Oh, she was livid at you.
I'm waiting to hear it.
Well, the other two, have no fear. They're not done yet because they announced three. You ready?
Yes.
This one apparently has an audience with it.
Light Bright.
Unlike Bright.
Masters of the Universe.
There it is.
All right. Now are you happy?
Yes.
God's sakes, for 6 months you've been whining up and down the halls.
That's what I needed to hear. Now I'm having a good day.
This is what we were fighting about with the nominees a couple of months ago. Bingo. Not a toy.
No, that's something that your grandma does in the church hall.
Briar horses. Brayer horses?
I think it was briar horses.
The only one that knew what the hell they are is Jen.
Yeah, she was all about those.
And she was campaigning to have him in the
list. She was. She wanted Briar horses in instead of He-Man. I said, no, get out of here with that.
Nerf toys.
Nerf toys, yes, those need to be in there.
The pinata.
Nope.
Not a toy.
Not a toy.
Pound puppies.
That should also be in there.
Should be in the next year. Racco, don't know what that
is. Nope.
And the Spirograph.
I don't think that's a toy. I mean, you play with it, but I don't know. Maybe that is the definition of a toy. You play with it.
It's
I don't know.
Geometric measurement device. I'm not going by that.
It's a different type of toy.
Absolutely.
I guess.
All right. Back to the headlines coming up next. Wow. Even though it turned out to be not much here, that Nicole did some serious damage on Daytona at the beach.
My gosh, really bad.
The condo destruction. We're going to be talking to Eric Glazer soon, too. I don't know what time is he on the docket here from condo craze and HOAs from the weekend here. He's going to be on 60 Minutes talking about the Surfside building collapses.
That's right. Yeah, he's going to be calling us soon. That's going to be a big feature on this Sunday night.
So we're going to talk to Eric Glazer. We can ask him about Daytona, too. We'll ask him about that. Some more headlines, too, as well as how about some weekend movies coming out?
Ooh.
Next, the South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. News is on its way. Karen's putting that together right now. The finishing touches for 8:30. What you got going on over there?
I guess this is a big deal.
What?
This Team USA in Qatar.
Oh, this is a huge deal.
For the World Cup.
Qatar.
Oh, sorry.
I was watching ESPN. They said Qatar.
Yeah, they do say Qatar a lot. I used to say
they
that
changed
as well.
It.
Yeah. Qatar? Maybe
it used
they
to
don't...
be Qatar. Remember during the war?
Yeah.
Nope. Now it's Qatar.
Oh, God forbid.
Rebranding.
It's in Nevada.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Nevada.
It's Nevada and it's Qatar. Okay.
That listener yesterday said, when you guys say that, it makes our skin crawl.
Very sorry.
Oh, that was exciting. We have listeners in Nevada.
That too.
Anyway.
Yes,
American players are the
yes.
first to arrive for the global soccer tournament. They landed in Doha yesterday, 10 days before the game start.
Yeah.
They want to get used to that dry heat.
That's what it is.
Yeah. They play on November 21st in Group B.
That's right.
against Wales.
Wales in their group, because there's four teams in each group. So they're playing Wales, 2 o'clock, Monday, November 21st. That's next week. Week and a half.
And it, it goes so long. It's through the holidays.
Yes.
Yes, all those commercials with John Hamm being Santa.
That's right.
Santa's not happy about this.
No, he's not.
U.S. is playing in the finals for the first time in 8 years. They're going to take on Iran.
Well, hold on.
Dean is an aficionado about this.
That's right.
He's been excited
is
about
that
this.
Is that incorrect?
He's been excited about this for 2 years.
Yes, I have. And it is the first time in 8 years during the World Cup, because they didn't make it in the last one. It's every 4 years, the World Cup, kind of like the Olympics. But they're playing Iran November 29th. That's the last game in group stage. But
Iran
in between
has
there,
a soccer team?
They do. And they made it. They qualified. And in the sandwiched in between, because, you know, you do like a round robin, all four teams play each other. They play England on Friday, November 25th, Black Friday, 2 o'clock. How huge is that going to be? Yeah.
They could knock them out.
But there's two teams that advance from each group. So England and USA are the two teams that are favored to come out of there. But watch out for Wales. Wales is sneaky.
It seems like ranked choice elections or elections in Arizona. Rules, I don't get it.
It's like you can lose but win.
Yes, exactly.
Don't very un-American.
It's a point system.
You lose, you lose. That's it. And you're stuck in Qatar forever.
Hell no.
That should be the punishment. You have to stay in Qatar.
That's right.
England is favored to win that match, by the way, against the U.S.
I'm sure they are.
They have a star over there, Harry Kane. He's like, you think about any top football or basketball player, Harry Kane in England is that. They love that guy over there.
I thought it was Christiane Anampour. No?
Christian from CNN?
Christian, what's his name?
Cristiano Ronaldo?
Yes.
He's Portugal.
Oh, okay.
But he'll be in there as well.
All right.
Are you telling me we're going to have like Friday football picks, soccer?
I might.
I'm not ready for this.
It's so
boring.
You're
the only one I know. I know a lot of people that's into soccer like this.
You
on the international
me.
Stage.
I'm like giddy. You see me. No. I've taken up 4 minutes of the news tease talking about the World
Cup.
They
kick a ball around the field. I know. Sometimes they don't even kick it in the net.
They'll have a riot celebration when it's nil-nil.
Yes.
That's what I can't get around.
Just go to those kicks at the end. What do they call them?
The sudden death penalty kicks.
Penalty kicks. Yeah. Just do that.
Listen.
Cut to the chase.
Listen. You got to understand the beautiful game, Karen.
Oh, please.
All right? You nasty American.
That pops up every World Cup time, too, is the criticism of American sports. They always say, you don't understand this beautiful game.
That's right.
You're savages. Oh, you know what we don't have? Riots at our games.
Hey, we have fly fishing, okay? It's beautiful.
I like fly fishing.
It's actually awesome. A river runs through it. All right. I don't know what happened to that news tease.
I got way too excited and lost track of time. I'll take the blame on that one. That's
Karen, you got news in about 20 seconds.
My bad.
It's actually about 7.5 minutes. Bottom of the hour at 8:30. Newstalk 850 WFTL. I forgot to ask her when Eric Glazer's calling in.
Well, yeah, we were waiting on our buddy Eric Glazer from Condo Crazy and HOAs here every Sunday, 11 a.m. with Karen Curtis. He's going to call in and talk about his interview with 60 Minutes that's going to air this Sunday night.
Talking about the condo collapse from Surfside, but we can ask him, too, about what happened in Daytona here.
I know.
Okay, as non-eventful, really, as for the most part, all things considered, was Nicole for us in South Florida. Wow. And they didn't even get it wasn't even the direct hit in Daytona Beach Shores, but the condo and house damage from the beach erosion was amazing and horrific up there.
It is just immense. There's a town just south of Daytona called Wilbur by the Sea, which is kind of like, I guess, a small beach suburb, if you will, of Daytona Beach.
That's right.
Just a little south there. And it's gone. You have these homes that have just been swallowed up by the ocean because of the erosion that happened. It was already weakened by Ian from the swells that were coming in from Ian. Even though Ian came in through the West Coast, it still caused all that erosion on the East Coast.
It just ate up the beach line. I mean, it was like 30, 40 feet of just land.
Just gone.
Up.
And these homes collapsed. It looks like a bomb went off. It looks like what Ian did to the West Coast. And this was from a weak Category 1 hurricane that didn't even hit them directly.
Wow. That really is crazy.
I guess the angle it came in. Remember we kept asking why Jim Cantore was in Daytona Beach when the center wasn't going there?
Right.
Now we know why. This is what they were expecting.
Yeah. I guess they kind of knew that was coming. I don't know.
A shame.
Yeah, that's a tough deal for sure. Those people are horrified that it happened. I get that they live on the shore and, you know, it can always happen, but still, it doesn't make it any better for them.
You know.
All right, in better news, it's the weekend. We got some weekend plans here. Veterans Day deals, they're happening all weekend long. And parades, of course. New York City parades happening today. On 850WFTL.com, Karen did a good job putting up some veterans deals that are on there. But this is also happening entertainment-wise for the weekend, too. The much-anticipated and long-delayed follow-up to Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
Oh, this is going to be huge.
It is out.
Yes.
Does it become one of the biggest movies of the year? Does it beat Top Gun Maverick?
I don't think it beats Top Gun Maverick, only because I don't think it's going to have enough time.
Right.
It's not going to amass the amount of money that Top Gun made in the next month and a half. I don't think, but it's going to be... It's going to be huge.
I will tell you this. The trailer looks pretty good for this thing. Oh, that's good cinematography right there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the cinematography is broken people.
Here they are. Trailer's a little long.
It's all right.
Can't be great leaders.
It looks good. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Yes. The beautiful shots in this and... For all you nerds out there like us, they introduce a mutant. One of the villains is actually a confirmed mutant, which is a big deal because a lot of Marvel fans have been waiting for the introduction of the X-Men.
Oh, is this how
into
they do
the
it?
MCU.
Really?
So this might have a tie-in later on.
See, thank God you're here, Diener, because we can find out about the World Cup and Marvel mutants.
I'm the nerd everybody needs.
What other kind of morning show is going to talk about the midterms and Marvel mutants? I challenge you that, South Florida.
Find one. You're not going to.
Actually, don't. We need you here.
Yes.
The South Florida Morning Show. We got some more headlines coming up next. Speaking of that stuff and speaking of the midterms, what is the delay? Where are they now? There's an update on that, I guess, with the vote dump. Just ridiculous. We're still talking about that.
You know.
And hopefully we're going to track down Eric Glazer from Condo Craze and HOA, the weekend show here on Sunday mornings. Because he's going to be on 60 Minutes this weekend.
Very exciting.
Talking about the condo issue and homeowners' insurance rates in Florida, but maybe it'll turn into a hit piece on DeSantis?
That's what we have to see, especially now with the timing of Trump going after him. I don't know.
And we're going to try to find out. All right, a lot coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. Thank you very much, Karen. Always appreciate it. We'll see you for your news at 9 o'clock. The South Florida Morning Show. Let me check Diener really quick. Let me see if we have the House or Senate decided.
Anything yet? No? Yes.
Not even close.
All right.
I'm sure you'd like to find out where we are and figuring out the rest of the election, how it went in other states that can't figure things out. As of late last night, it was actually early this morning. This was posted by the AP. They had said that 540,000 votes still hadn't been counted in Arizona.
That is way too many. It's Friday.
Got some detailed stuff on Maricopa County specifically on that in just a second here. Don't forget about this. 95,000 still unaccounted for in Nevada.
That's also ridiculous.
Well, how about this?
What are you doing?
California, in one state, they got more than a dozen House seats that haven't been called.
That is so silly, man.
And the latest from them, you're not going to like this. Ladies from Sacramento says the counting there could go on for weeks.
Weeks? Why? Why?
What an absolute clown show.
And I mean, it's, the unfortunate thing is, and this is why we'll have confidence in the integrity of our elections.
Right.
How? Right. How are we supposed to have confidence in them when you play these games? I mean, do you think we're that dumb?
You can't. And yet you have people who are suspicious, and all of a sudden, democracy's on the ballot. No. Ridiculous secretaries of state and attorneys general are on the ballot. That's what's on the ballot.
What are you doing?
This needs to be fixed in many different ways. All right, so this was the update from Carrie Lake, who hopes to be and probably will be, when all is said and done, the governor of Arizona here pretty soon. This is what she said last night.
Our followers have been so passionate and they're waiting on pins and needles. I want them to know tonight I'm 100% confident we win this.
Why?
When they count those, by the way, we're expecting them to go possibly 70% for us, maybe even more. Worst case scenario, we win by 53,000 votes.
Because of what came in on Election Day. Okay, so let's go to Maricopa County specifically, the source of most of the problems in Arizona. This is a great follow, by the way. She's a great lawyer. Harmeet Dhillon, I don't know if you follow her at all.
No.
She's been hired to watch what's going on in Maricopa County, and she updated this a couple of minutes ago. Here's the update.
Okay.
In just that county, 290,000 early ballots that were dropped off in Maricopa on Election Day. These are the people that they're technically mail-ins, but they walked them up and they dropped them off on the day.
Okay.
290,000 of those are still outstanding. Those are going to start to be counted tomorrow. Bad for Dems. Because the Election Day drop-offs, early ballots in Maricopa County broke 70%. Broke the record. 70% more than a previous election. And as Carrie Lake had told us before, those are the people that are voting for her. That's huge.
I mean, it sure seems that way, right?
Now, here's the thing you haven't heard about a lot, and I've looked too. What's going on with the Senate race with Blake Masters versus Mark Kelly? Because that determines the fate of the nation. Wouldn't you think that a lot of those voters would go for him, too?
It would make sense.
I don't know.
Is that so much to ask?
Even the lack of information is driving me crazy, let alone the fact that we got to wait this long.
And this is something interesting in relation to the races that we're talking about.
Right.
You mentioned yesterday about how Mitch McConnell, as the Senate Minority Leader, is the one in charge of how the funds are distributed for each campaign.
Right. Who they decide to support. And he's completely screwed it up.
Sure did.
If you want to blame anybody, blame him.
Listen to this, okay? To that point. And so when you said that, I'm like, wow, that's pretty interesting. And then I ended up coming across this from all people, Lou Dobbs. Good old Lou Dobbs.
Love Lou Dobbs.
He had this. He had this breakdown. Arizona, we're just talking about Blake Masters, Leader McConnell, that idiot, decided to spend $9 million.
Yeah.
$9 million on Masters' race to try to get him elected over Kelly. How much did the Democrats spend on Kelly? $73 million.
Yeah. It's, and you know why? It's because
ridiculous.
Mitch McConnell specifically took money away from the MAGA America First Trump supported candidates.
Oh,
he did.
You go down the list.
I mean, it's clear as day he did.
The Democrats.
He took money, amount of money he took away from that Bulldog guy in New Hampshire. It's amazing.
That's another one. They spent $2 million on him because that's what Mitch McConnell wanted.
That accounts to like $5.
$2
million. Yeah, that's about what that's worth.
Hassan, by the way, who won
in
that race, the Democrat, $36
million. Oh, none of this surprises me.
How do you expect to win these races if you're sabotaging them?
It's him. He's the problem. If you want to blame, everybody wants to blame Trump. No. Blame Mitch McConnell.
They play politics with our lives.
That's who you blame.
Yes.
It's the old fuddy-duddy, stupid, lazy Republicans that want to go back to the way it was. And that's how we got in this mess in the first place. Who allowed elections officials in states like Arizona to screw things up.
That's right. And they intentionally let it happen because then guess what? Even though they might not get the power in the Senate, that's okay for them.
Right.
Because they're looking at the long game. And what's the long game for people like the pond scum like McConnell?
Yeah.
The long game is Trump's candidates lose. Trump gets blamed. Trump, and then the narrative comes out, Trump needs to go.
Right.
And then they're happy.
Right, because they wanted to get rid, because he's a threat to their power, because he actually wants to get things done.
McConnell hates Donald Trump. You have to understand that.
They just want power. They always talk about rhinos. He's the perfect example of that. Can I tell you something else, too? The guy that's supposedly going to be Speaker, McCarthy, I don't trust him either.
Oh, my gosh, he's a snake in the grass if I've ever seen one.
But that's the most important takeaway, and I'm glad you found that, the exact numbers, and how he decides where the money goes.
Mm-hmm.
Record fundraising, by the way. But it's up to Mitch McConnell to decide who gets the money in fundraising.
Right. Are they
going to promote to win these seats? And he screwed it up on purpose.
They outspent in Georgia, which is going to the runoff now on December 6th, 2-1. $74 million for Warnock, $36 million for Herschel Walker.
That's ridiculous.
Self-sabotage for their own gain, for their own personal gain.
They better not mess this up.
That's what's so discouraging about this stuff, man.
And then
we sit here and we say, well, how did this happen? It starts right there.
It's exactly what it is. It's where the funding goes.
Shame.
Oh, well.
Hopefully Blake Masters can still pull it out against all odds since his own team didn't help him try to win.
I hope so. I really, really hope so. It's up to you, Arizona, I think. And Nevada, actually, because we're still waiting on that one. All right, there's got to be better news other than that to talk about. We got Friday football picks coming up soon.
That's
like just past the top of the hour. That's going to be great. Whole slate of games to talk about on this thing. And I think the big news is Jen's picks are in. We've heard from the home office.
We have the text. I have all of her analysis. It's on my phone. And more importantly, you hear this? That's the sound of Jen's paper. I have her picks on there.
All right.
Okay?
It's a lot on the line.
It's all there.
It's a lot on the line.
And she actually reached out to me. She's like, where? Let's go. I'm on a schedule here.
Raring to go and get the Friday football picks in. All right, we've got that to talk about as well. A little preview of that coming up next. We've got Veterans Day things. Veterans Day deals we could talk about as well. And more headlines as well. And what's going on with DeSantis and Trump? No. Don't buy a lot of the early hype so far. We got that to tell you too. Next, the South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. News time is coming up again, and it'll be at 9 o'clock. Karen, what you working on now?
So the Stuart Air Show kicks off tonight. They're going to have fireworks, hopefully with no planes in the sky at the same time.
Well, that's right. They do have the fireworks on Friday night. That's
fun. It's a three-day event, rather. It's features 5 military jet performers, historic static displays of aircraft.
That's a good one.
They highlight the importance of aviation and the service of veterans. So it's great for Veterans Day weekend.
Yes, it is. Perfect timing.
Yeah. So are you going, Stephen?
We're going to go, I think, tomorrow just to kind of hang out around the area, because there's a lot of places you can go and watch it if you don't actually go onto the airfield. The F-22 Raptor is probably my favorite plane of all time. This thing is so cool. It's so impressive to see it fly. And, I mean, you don't even hear it until after it passes you. It's like one of those things.
Whoa.
It's like one of the coolest planes ever made. So that's always like the grand finale.
That's like me. You don't hear me until after I pass you.
It's like, what was that?
Was that Karen? Was that news?
And then you just see the door to the newsroom close. It's amazing.
It's always a great event, though. 3 days. Nice weather. There's no issues this year, so... should be a lot of fun.
Then more coming up.
All right, Karen, thank you very much. That and more, about 11 minutes away, top of the hour, News Talk 850 WFTL, the South Florida Morning Show. Hey, there's also a lot of Veterans Day deals that you have posted on 850WFTL.com. You know, we should obviously honor veterans every single day, but today is your deal. So throughout the weekend, got some deals that you can take advantage of.
Yeah, I love that too. I mean, not only like the freebies at restaurants, but just different deals in general, you know, they have for veterans and the families. And we also have some of the news on the ceremonies too taking place around the listening area. I know Veterans Park, I think in Royal Palm, usually does something. And I know Commons Park has an event going on in Royal, which is like right next to Veterans Park there.
I think the biggest one in the country is New York City. They always have the biggest one, honoring those who served with the nation's largest Veterans Day event. The city kicks off the 103rd annual Veterans Day Parade about noon.
Wow.
103 years I've been doing this.
That's right.
Wow.
It's amazing to think back. I mean, World War I.
Crazy.
I mean, it's over a century ago when this ended.
They got 20,000 participants. They represent every single branch of the military, obviously. Going to march down Fifth Avenue. I think this is televised somewhere. I think they have it online. Spectators can watch 280 marching units, 150 vehicles, 25 floats along the course.
Nice.
This is just in general one of the biggest parades in history.
Yeah, very cool.
The Grand Marshal is Vince Patton.
Wait a minute.
What?
Relation?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know. Or was that someone completely different? I'm thinking about General Patton.
Well, I don't think so, because he's the first black chief petty officer of the U.S. God. Coast Guard. So, I mean, unless something different happened, I don't know.
Whoops.
It's a good name to have in the military,
though. Is, yes.
Patton.
Sorry. Yeah. First thing that came to mind.
There still might be. I don't know. I don't know. You got to read. But did you ever read Patton's book?
No.
It's incredible.
What a figure,
one of the best
man.
Books I have ever read in my
really?
Life. Came from a lot of money, by the way.
Is that right?
Loaded. And his wife was loaded.
Wow.
You wouldn't think that General Patton was a rich guy, but
no.
He was.
Why? Well, what was the fortune?
I don't know. I have no idea. It's just family money, family history.
It's like the Vanderbilts.
Yeah, exactly. He wanted to very, very badly. The movie is true. He wanted, once World War II was said, wanted to march right to Moscow.
Really?
The quote was, we're going to be fighting them for the next 50 years, or right now, we might as well get it done right now.
Well.
And they finally said, and they're fine. The government, the Defense Department at the time has said, you're insane. Please just come home. We cannot sell another war to America, please.
We're already here.
They were already here. That's what he said, though. We have everything right here. Let's go.
Well, I guess he wasn't wrong about continuing to fight them.
Yeah, that part of it he was right about.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right, so that's happening there. We also have nothing decided, obviously. We'll update you as soon as we can, but it's not going to be until next week. We're not going to hear an official definitive word about the late counting vote states from Arizona, Nevada, California has been horrific with 12 outstanding races. I still can't get over that.
I think a lot of those are actually going to go to the Republican candidates, too, in California.
Isn't that funny?
I mean, not all of them.
But a lot of California seats have flipped to Republicans.
Yes. And that's why they're taking so long to count.
Uh-huh.
They're trying to see if there's any way they can change it. I hate to say it.
Uh-huh.
But that's the same thing with Arizona. I mean, it's taking forever because they know what's coming. They have 300,000 out of the 500,000 votes left. They're coming from Maricopa County, which is heavily Republican area in Arizona.
This will be the true test because Carrie Lake is just so popular. She's telling supporters that, you know, including saying this last night.
Our followers have been so passionate and they're waiting on pins and needles. I want them to know tonight I'm 100% confident we win this.
The real test, though, and this goes back to the last thing you had in the last segment, Diener, with Mitch McConnell pulling money from MAGA, lesser-known candidates.
Yep.
The test is Blake Masters.
Yes.
For that Senate seat against Mark Kelly there. He only got $9 million in support from Republican leadership, Mitch McConnell.
That's right.
If he loses this, there's only one person to blame, and it's Mitch McConnell and the rhinos. That's exactly what happened. Carrie Lake will only win from popularity.
That's right, yeah. I mean, and you can either blame the $9 million. We say only $9 million because in comparison, they spent $72 million on Mark Kelly, his opponent there, the incumbent Democratic senator for Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew that. It's not like the Republicans, it's not like Mitch McConnell was like, oh my gosh, they spent so much money. I didn't know that. No, they knew. So this is either just a horrible miscalculation on their part, or it's intentional. I tend to think it's intentional.
That'll be the test. And you hear very little about that race itself. Obviously, right. with the governor's race, I guess, getting more attention. But that senatorial race out in Arizona affects all of us.
Hugely important. Because if Blake Masters can come back and win that, right now he's down 4%. Which amounts to about 110,000 votes.
Mm-hmm.
If he can come back and win that with all these votes left outstanding, then you don't have to depend on Georgia because you're at 50 right there.
It's going to come down to Georgia again December 6th.
I know. And Nevada, but it looks like the Republicans are going to win Nevada, so that would put you at 51.
Yep. We'll find out. All right. In more entertaining stuff and yes. Take our minds off that kind of stuff. It's been just a stressful week. It just has.
Yeah, it has a lot.
Storm stuff. Even if the storm didn't affect us too much, you still had to prepare for it. We got that. We had the midterms. So we're going to have Friday football picks to take our mind off of it. Coming up at 9:03. Minutes away, we all got our picks in, including the first ever, the German game.
Oh, that's right.
That's not on the pick schedule, but we got to talk about that at some point.
I'm just going to say, in the interest of full disclosure right now,
yeah.
I meant to put it on there, and I forgot.
Well, it happens.
So
don't worry about
it. But we'll
still
talk about it.
That's okay. We'll talk about that. All of our picks, including Jen's. Coming up next, the South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here.